Hey everyone, it's Deb, and we're gonna do dating. Actually, we're gonna do 100 dates.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.
But before we get to that, I want to tell you what I'm grateful for. My family. Over the weekend, we booked an Airbnb in Soda Springs. Soda Springs is a tropical vacation destination. Actually, it's not. You probably have never heard of it. You may be asking, what is there to do in Soda Springs, Idaho? Well, there's a ton of things to do if you're creative, and my kids are super creative. I'm just grateful that they get along and they like to hang out together. We were missing two of my kids and my daughter-in-law. So those of you who don't know, I have 7 kids and 5 of them are married. So it's a big group when we get together, plus 7 grandkids. But we had a blast and we played lots of games. We did lots of exploring and just doing fun stuff and hanging out together and eating lots of good food. So it was a great weekend. And I love my family. All right, this awkward dating moment comes to you from a friend of mine. She was dating a guy in college and they had been on a few dates, but they were at the computer lab or library or someplace like that. Anyway, her date really dressed up for the occasion because he was wearing sweats. So possibly they had been dating for a little bit. Anyway, she was walking behind him and he was stepping through people, through desks and things like that. He stepped over a chair leg that was sticking out and he stepped over it. She didn't step over it and she tripped over it. And as she was going down, she grabbed for the first thing that she could grab onto, which were his sweatpants. So I laughed pretty hard at this when I heard it, just picturing them. But they went on to have another date and another and probably 100 dates. They ended up getting married. So you probably are wondering why I'm talking about 100 dates, and I will get to that. What we're going to talk about today is actually Finding Your Spouse by Jodi Moore, episode 349. The inspiration for me deciding to date again came from this podcast. I'm going to share it with you since it literally changed my life, and I'll tell you how it did at the end. So let me paint a picture of my life up to that point. I'd been enjoying my life with my focus on my kids and grandkids, spending time with them, trying things I'd never tried before. We were able to go on a few vacations, just me and the kids, and it was so much fun just hanging out with them, going on adventures and just goofing off. Friday nights, I'd usually do something with one of the kids, or I'd have my own date night. Sound pathetic? It's actually not. I think it's important to date yourself. So Jodi Moore is a life coach and she is great. I started listening to her podcast about a year ago, and just recently in March, this particular episode came on as a suggestion and I literally rolled my eyes. Finding your spouse, I thought, what can she tell me that I haven't already tried? Plus, I thought she's married and she has no idea how hard it is and how horrible dating is. I'm a veteran and I've tried everything. And I also thought, she has nothing new to teach me. Well, I was wrong. This one podcast episode changed my life. I totally believe that timing plays a huge part in your life, because if I would have listened to this episode at any other time, it wouldn't have had the impact that it did. Jodi starts out by saying, if you want something, you gotta go and get it. Anything you want, you gotta go and get. Make it happen. And that means that anything is available to you. Anything we truly desire from a healthy place comes from God and you can have it. But you have to go and get it. And she's got a list of 4 things to do. I did them and they worked. So number one, I'm going to share with you what those are. So number one, she says, make a list of all the things you want in a spouse. Anything. Just make the big old long list. So the list I made as a teenager has changed quite a bit, which is probably good. For example, I'll share with you a few things that are on my list. And this list, though, isn't set in stone because over the years it had changed depending on whether I was closer to the jaded and cynical side of the scale or closer to love and bliss. So during my break, it was easier to stick to a very strict list when I was accused of being too picky, even though I feel like we all deserve some pickiness, and I went to the extreme, probably. So my brain would say, there's no one out there that has all of these qualities, so you might as well not even look. So, perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to do. But actually, It's an ever-evolving list, especially now that I know how to change my thoughts, or that I know that we can work on changing our thoughts. So let me clarify. I had three lists. My first list was pre-taking a break. My second list was during my break. And the third list was post-break. So pre was the 10 years before I took a break. During my break was the 5-year break. And post is now. So back to my list. My pre-list, I wanted to find someone taller than me. During the break, he needed to be 6'5 or taller. And then post-break, I'm open to any height. I prefer someone taller than me because I don't particularly like feeling like a giraffe, but hey, I don't know. Maybe I would find someone shorter and our love would overcome the height difference and we could just have a diamond-studded step stool for him to use during the wedding. Who knows? Pre-break, I need to find someone in
undisclosed location.
Utah.
Undisclosed location.
County, preferably. During my break, he needs to live in
undisclosed location.
Post-break, if he wants to date me, let him come. I'm open to the world. There are all kinds of places I haven't seen, and at this stage in my life, with all my children growing up and creating families of their own, it's possible for me to be able to move if I love him enough. Pre, I want someone who enjoys going to church and has similar values and goals. I also love having deep spiritual conversations, so it'd be great if he did too. During the break, he needs to be worthy of translation at any moment. All right, I wasn't that bad. But this particular quality actually hasn't changed much. There are some other qualities that haven't changed either. I want someone who's patient, who knows how to be fun. He needs to love big families because with 7 kids and however many kids he has, we're gonna have a billion grandkids. I've got a few others, but honestly, I've been much more open to new ideas. So when I wrote my list in March, it was a bit different. Number 2, Jody says, think of the kind of person you described in the first list that you just made, and now list the qualities a person like that would be looking for, and then throw away the first list. Only if that list is someone you really want to become, and then make it happen. Don't expect anyone else to complete you. That's your job. I used to think that I could be totally whole or complete without my forever love, but that's not true. I've heard of people who've been married multiple times, and I could be wrong, but my first thought is that they are looking for someone to make them happy, and it'll never happen. We need to do that ourselves. I can complete myself and find someone who has done the same thing, and we'll be two whole people enjoying life together. And to me, that sounds pretty awesome. Jody suggests working on liking yourself and on being confident, on being kind and generous and open. Be those things right now. When you fall in love, it's exciting and you feel like the person completes you, but at some point you're gonna fall back into normal hormone levels and what's left will be the version of you that existed before you fell in love. Number 3, choose to go on a journey to make it happen. It's up to you. Be the kind of person you like now and you'll attract a more healthy spouse. Have the life you want right now. I can guarantee that you've either said these words or heard them. When I get married, I'll be happy. I'll be able to do blank. I'll be this. I'll be that. But why not be it now? Be happy now. Then marriage will just be the icing on the cake. Create the things in your life now that you want to have when you're married. Number 4, make an execution goal. She suggested to go on 100 dates in a year. That really caught my attention. That is a ton of dates, and it sounded completely miserable until she explained why. She says, be willing to do a bunch of things to make it happen. Change your attitude around them. Enjoy doing them in the name of finding your spouse. And she gives a ton of great suggestions that I'm gonna go over. Meet new people. Talk to new people. Put yourself out there. Be vulnerable and allow people to get to know you. Be willing to be uncomfortable. It's okay if you're awkward. It's okay if you have anxiety. It's okay if you don't love this process. Are you willing to do it anyway? To risk rejection, to know that I will like somebody who won't like me and vice versa, but I can learn how to love myself no matter what. So basically, what I wanted to learn when she explained that and what caught my attention was the growth in myself. I love self-help books and improving myself in areas, and relationships are a good one to work on. I did want to learn how to be okay with being awkward. After all, it's good to be able to laugh at yourself and your mistakes, whether it's in the moment or years later. I wanted to learn better communication skills. I wanted to be able to politely say that I'm not interested instead of saying that I'm busy or any other excuse that we come up with so we don't hurt feelings. I wanted to feel vulnerable and be okay with it, to risk rejection in a relationship because of what it could potentially become. The thought of learning life skills and bettering myself convinced me that I could do this. And since I'm goal-oriented and I could make a chart and cross off things, it totally intrigued me. I also thought that in addition to helping myself polish up on these skills, I could help others along the way by being a good listener, by being a friend, just being able to have fun with other people, I think helps that other person. But ultimately, because I was working on improving myself, that would benefit my future spouse. That's like win-win-win. So I decided to start April 1st, 2023. So just this last April. And I planned it out. That's 8 dates a month. And I thought, how in the world am I going to get 8 dates a month? That's a ton. That's twice a week. So I needed to get going. So I signed up on a couple of the dating apps and I started chatting. When I had been on apps before, I had very specific requests, I guess you could call them, and other limits like height, religion, and distance. This time, though, I threw all of that out the window. If I was going to improve communication and life skills, I needed to have some new experiences. So I didn't limit anything. I chatted with lots of different kinds of men. Some were a definite no after just a couple of words. I could tell right off that I didn't want to have that new experience. But I found a bunch of them to be really interesting. So we moved from the app to phone with texts and calls, and then to lining up dates. I told my kids my plan, and my daughter said, "These guys are going to think that you just want a free meal." But I told her that I was more than willing to ask guys out and to pay. It was just all part of the process. So my first date of my 100 dates was April 1st. I started dating. I was having a ton of fun. I was actually also hyper aware of my actions because I wanted to improve myself. I caught myself doing a few things that I had done previously that I wanted to change, so that was helpful. I'd go on a date and have a blast, and then I'd come home and write about it. So I want to share those dates with you and what I have learned through the process. But I need to tell you though, I had my 16 dates, 8 dates in April and 8 dates in May, and it was fun meeting so many different people. When my attitude had changed, I actually had a blast. I was doing the same thing, telling my story over and over again, but this time it didn't seem so horrible because of my attitude change. Well, let me tell you, I was checking those boxes off, meeting new people, having new experiences. I was trying things that I hadn't before, eating food I hadn't tried before, making plans, and it was a ton of fun. And then I met someone. So it works! And I will introduce you to him and tell you about him in future episodes. But anyway, Jody is awesome and she inspired me to date again, even though I hated it, and I had a blast. It changed my attitude about dating. I had so much fun and I'm going to share those dates with you. But until then, until next time, happy dating. Hey, are you stuck playing the mindless dating games? Or maybe you want to date and you just don't know where to meet new people? Or maybe you and your significant other are facing blending families and that really concerns you. I am a dating coach and I can help you with those and other dating dilemmas. Let me turn those dating dilemmas into dating delights. That was super cheesy.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Debs.